Hello, hello, hello! How are you doing, my dear Pistoveros? Here I am, back to you to provide you another podcast, another insight of my thoughts. Here, directly from the sunny Lithuania. Who would expect that? Nah. I've been here almost the whole month of May. And what to say? I would do anything for love. And I would do anything for love. And I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. Yes, I won't do that today. I'll bring up a little bit deeper topic, a little bit different from the ones I've been talking before, even if it is, of course, women's related, girls related. Not that I've been obsessing in the last times about women. It's just that in the end, a masculine guy who is on his path to achieve something, he always comes across some women. So it's natural that we all talk about these topics and bring these topics up. But today, the topic of this podcast will be, as usually, I have a contradiction in the title. It's not that I'm a very contradictory person, it's just because life itself is contradictory. So the title of this podcast is Be Positive, but Always Expect a Negative Outcome. And this has to do with mostly with expectations. Our life, our egos, our personalities are made of expectations, and we cannot blame ourselves, especially if we live in our safe and convenient Western society. We are basically programmed to believe that everything is perfect. So that you grow, you go to school, university, to finally get the job of your dreams and receive tons of money. I know, this sounds very good, very amazing in theory, but what nobody tells you is about, or when you go into depth, how difficult and competitive the world is today, and how we just are another one among the earth. No? So, people tend to see always the bright side of it, which is theoretically a good thing, but in practical terms, it only fucks up your life. For instance, I started talking about women. You are always told from the beginning of your life, or you expect, I will use these words a lot of times during this podcast, you expect to find a perfect unicorn who will fulfill your life, that life partner whom you will have a great time with. The perfect wife, to find the perfect wife is the dream of every man, I would say. But of course, what nobody tells you when you are a teenager and when you grow up, most of the people, especially how we know television, films, etc., is how slutty women are nowadays, especially nowadays, and how they prioritize, for instance, things like their career or even their fucking smartphones above everything. I will talk about Lithuania in a future article, but this is getting already too far. Girls are too stuck, too glued into their smartphones, caring less and less about men, putting men on the sides. This is a general problem. Most of the guys are not seeing it, are even doing the same thing as women, and we are entering a spiral of antisocialization, a big problem between men and women. But okay, so moving back to the topic of this article, so we expect the perfect unicorn to find the perfect woman, when we all know that it's not the case. The unicorn does not exist anymore, if she has ever existed. In any case, we tend to have this expectation in our mind that somehow or somewhere in the future we'll meet her. No, guys, you will not meet her. All human beings have faults. Women are no exception. And please come down off that pedestal and wake up. But I mean, this does not apply only to women. For instance, when guys like me enter this long, difficult path of self-development, usually in the beginning we tend to see the positive side, right? In the beginning. I remember when I was writing my book in 2000, and I started in 2014, I would only see this big success. Now, oh, I will release my book, lots of buyers, lots of readers. And what happened is that it was far from being the success I expected, but I learned with that. I then started my blog, which is growing very slowly, but I'm confident that we will grow somewhere. But in both cases, my expectations were quite high, and the results in the end have been quite low. So, I mean, it's positive to have this in the beginning, that I will have my independence, I will release myself from the chains of being an employed zombie and escape the rat race, and everything will be perfect. But yeah, but it won't. So as a matter of fact, you have to expect the worst, which is to have no success at all, to be invisible, to be broke, and that your business will not succeed. It's a little bit hard to work towards the direction and to think that you will not succeed. I'm just saying the expectations you must have, not what you deeply believe or what your hopes are. So I want to make a stop here and tell you this. Like, I'm not being negative at all. So if I were pessimistic, I had already given up for a long time, trust me. I had already given up on women because it's not worthwhile the effort. I had already given up on my blog, on keep going, because I don't see the results. So hope, even faith, because I believe faith is the ultimate mindset or the ultimate trait you must have to achieve success, is what keeps me going, what keeps me alive, you know? But expectations, on the other hand, are based on reality and on the experience one has. And it's a total different beast. So, talking about business and success, it's the same to say that you hope to be a successful CEO in the future. Okay? So, but if you have been working the last years in a normal job, if what you did yesterday and what you'll do tomorrow will be to commute and to go to your lovely call center job, then perhaps your reasoning says that most likely you'll be keep having this unfulfilling job. So it's good to have dreams, hopes, but it's also good to have low expectations, or at least realistic expectations. And that's what happens based on your experience and based on what you see and what you have. So let's do a little bit, maybe I'm confusing you a little bit, but let's do somehow a separation between hope or faith. I want to put these two together, even if they are a little bit, I would say that faith is stronger than hope, but okay, and the expectations. For instance, let's say in my case, I've came to Lithuania this month. Of course, I had been here already two times before, so it's not considered a new country, but the type of experience I'm having to live here for 3 weeks, 1 month, is different from the one I had before, because before I had been 1 week in Klaipeda, the third city, in 2011, and 1 week in Kazan in 2013. So, in this case, it's different. So, when you go to a new country, so you have this big expectation of meeting lots of people, lots of interesting people, that you'll have new contacts on your phone, whatever, whatever. The reality, I'll tell you something. Most of the people will not be interesting. Most of the people will not really matter, and you will not make so many friends. How do I know that? Well, because I'm experiencing that. Because I lived in Germany for almost 6 years, and I can count my friends from my hands, or even from the fingers of one hand. So, no, it will not happen. it's good that you have expectations that you'll meet a lot of people. Even if you do, it will be very superficial contacts. No, you can meet one person one day in the gym, the other person in a coffee shop, a friend of a friend. You go maybe play some volleyball, some football. You go out for a couple of drinks. It's cool. But how many of these people will be really interesting and you'll have or will establish a connection with? Very few. Very few, if none. Depending on the time you are in a certain place. I'm here 1 month and I can tell that I've only met one guy that I can tell he's a nice guy. I was out with a couple of times with him. I train with him on the gym. The rest, nothing. I have contacts. I met some girls during my salsa classes and stuff. But none of them will stay as a contact for the future. So this is the thing of course, you go to a new country, you have some expectations, but lower them. Because the reality is always, and I'm not being pessimistic here, it's always worse than what you expect or what you think about. But keeping this topic, let's say you move to a new country, meeting new people, and of course, bang a lot of women. Banging tons of them. Nah? So you think, okay, my hometown, maybe I've been banging two or three in the last 6 months, but now I go 1 month to Estonia, Lithuania, to Croatia, to China, to the moon, wherever. And, well, I mean, I need to take a lot of condoms because I will bang as a king. Again, no. If this were 2005, 2007, whatever, maybe that would be true. 2018, no. Perhaps most of these women or most of the girls of a certain country or a city will not care a dime about you. They will not even look at you. They will not care about your existence, about who you are. They will not find your style cool. They will not like your face. Whatever. And maybe there is an existent, prevalent culture of hating foreigners, which I believe it happens a lot, especially in Eastern Europe nowadays. I talk about this in a couple of articles, for instance, the end of the Easy Bang or the four stages of westernization of a country. You can check them, and it talks about this. So I believe there is this culture. So it's one of the reasons why your expectations will not work. You will end up fucking your right hand. Nah? But okay, let's say you will not move to a country or to a new country. You are in your hometown and you will go out and you've heard about a very big party or you've been invited by someone to go to a big party, a special party, a special event. And you are thinking, whoa, I have not been having fun the last times. But this time will be different because this party will be good. I know it. I know it. I know it. The reality, I don't know. Maybe the party is too crowded. Maybe it's packed with guys. Maybe the girls are too stuck up. Maybe you talk to them. No one will give you a positive answer. And in the end, you have no fun at all. Tell me how many times that have happened. That has happened. I can count many times in my life. Sometimes I think about a party or an event, and in the end, it's not so well. It's shit. You don't have fun. You only have to ask to order a drink. You have to wait 15 minutes. Girls are too conceited. They're packed with guys looking at them. So in the end, it's just more of the same. So your expectations go away. Nah? So all your expectations, all these dreams about having a nice moment will be gone. So make a favor to yourself and lower your expectations. Okay? Now, it is important, and now it's the part that I will tell you exactly why you must differentiate between expectations, what I'm talking about, based on reality, based especially on the others, on experience, and your hopes. So your faith. So it's important that you do not let your expectations surpass your hopes or even faith, or that these expectations do not shake the hopes you have. And I know sometimes this happens. For instance, when you are out in a place or when you live in a city, you understand that girls are too stuck up, or for instance, when you are struggling to be successful or to have a business and you don't see any sales, then you start to enter a state of resignation. I mean, it's normal. It's normal. We are humans. We are not made of iron, even if sometimes we want to believe so. But no, sometimes we enter this state of resignation. And what happens many times is that we tend to stay there, to no longer live. For instance, a practical example, since I lived so many years in Germany, there was a moment I resigned myself and said, I will not, or girls here do not really give something to a guy. It's not worthwhile to approach them anymore. I kept my harem, my niche in the Latin world with the salsa girls and stuff, but the girls from the outside, from the real world, between commas, let's say, I put them aside. And it was a limiting belief, basically. So the problem of having these disappointments, or that you lower your expectations, is that sometimes you enter a state of resignation. And you can not let that happen. So you can sometimes being a little bit sad or depressed, but you cannot stay in this state of resignation. It's the same that... like I told you, it's the same that you will not talk or approach any more girls because you've had a very bad week in a place with no results at all. No. You do it in the first place, and that's what you have to understand. You do it in the first place because you still love or like women. Because of the inherent and fun you give to yourself, okay, if you give to them, if you entertain women better, but you give to yourself. That's why you do it. That's why you keep chasing after women. And I hope, and that's what you must work for, because you do not give a fuck about what others think. Yeah. So, when you go talk to a girl, for instance, this example, when you go talk to a girl, you should expect nothing. So, your expectation should be low or non-existent. Or even, you should expect a negative outcome. When what I say by this is that you should expect rejection. The same way that when you are hustling, when you are struggling, when you are calling 100 people to or sending email to 1,000 people to talk about your business, you should expect that 999 will reject you, will ignore you, will not give a fuck about your business, about what you're trying to offer. And that's usually what happens in real life, because people are too focused on themselves, are too centered on themselves, and they don't give a damn about the other. Especially nowadays when you have so many focus of attention, of entertainment, of information, so people are too worried about themselves. So expect nothing. Expect rejection, expect the worst. And when you expect the worst, actually your brain starts working in a different way. So you must expect the worst, but keeping this positive mindset, this positive attitude, you'll keep going. So you will accept this negativity in a good way, you understand? You'll be having fun with it. We'll be accepting and adopting this rejection, this no from the others. But you will still do it. And why? Because there is this inner strength which keeps you going, which makes you alive, and which only relies on yourself to keep this car running. And as a final thought, guys, is exactly this strength, this flame you have inside, which you must follow. It's the so-called hope, faith, whatever you call it. So it's the bottom line of everything. So raise this inner voice, this inner strength which makes you make things. Because if you rely on the outside, on the outcome, on the others, how the world is today in 2018, how fucked up the world is, then you'll be always in a constant state of disappointment. So expect nothing and you'll get more. Or in some cases, you'll get everything. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and talk to you next time, guys. See you then.